With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Northwoods Pride Festival is this Saturday in Rhinelander. Organizers say the festival faced a couple of challenges this year, but they're looking forward to a day of joy and celebration. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Northwoods Pride Festival has had a couple challenges to work around this year. One has been the location. After changing a couple times, it will be at Art Start in downtown Rhinelander. Northwoods Pride Festival Committee Chair Dee Wu says a bigger picture challenge has been the political climate and legislation against trans people.
You know, a lot of trans people in the Northwoods, they have a lot of fear and a lot of worries. So I think having this event in our community is just letting people know that we are here for them and they belong here, and this is a very inclusive community.
The ACLU is tracking more than 580 anti-trans bills in the U.S., including 14 in Wisconsin. They range from sports bans to healthcare regulations. Governor Tony Evers has consistently vetoed anti-LGBTQ legislation. Studies have found that discrimination, denial of civil and human rights, harassment, and family rejection can lead to new or worsened mental health conditions like depression and anxiety. It's why this year's Northwoods Pride Festival's theme is focused on mental well-being.
And also, we are also seeing the mental health issues is increasing in general public. So we really want to take time and then to let the community come in together and then provide resources that can help us to improve our mental well-being for the whole community.
As part of the Pride Festival, there is a screening and discussion of Mama Bear's film at Nicolet College Theater tomorrow at 5 o'clock. The main festival is this Saturday at Art Start from 11 to 5. There will be a resource fair, live music, a family-friendly drag show, and family and kid-friendly activities.
This is just a magical day, and I just encourage people to be curious and be open-minded and just join us.
Wu says they could still use more volunteers. You can sign up on the festival website. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Wisconsin Rapids will host the state's Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference beginning today. Mayor Matt Zacher says the goal is to share ideas about what communities can do to incubate small business.
Really just people talking and getting excited about starting businesses, what they've done, what's worked, what industries have these growth opportunities.
Zacher says the biggest hurdle to getting a small business started is making sure those behind the business don't get burned out before they hang up the open sign.
Somebody has a great idea, they got motivation to start a business, and they go somewhere, and then they're told, go here, go there, do this, do that, and they get burnt out by just not knowing. So I think the goal is to mainstream the process.
Zacher says communities usually have several assets for small startups, but getting them to talk to each other and work together can be a challenge. Last year's event was held in Platteville. The Trump administration's Justice Department has begun targeting Democratic and presidential swing states with demands for election data or changes to voter registration procedures. While the request may seem technical and mundane, collectively they suggest the department is moving away from its traditional stance of protecting access to the ballot box. In Wisconsin, which Donald Trump won in 2016 and 2024 but lost in 2020, department lawyers recently sent a letter to the State Elections Commission accusing it of not providing a complaint process for those raising concerns. This comes as Republican state lawmakers are pushing legislation to expand the ability to appeal decisions made by the six-member commission, which is equally divided between Republicans and Democrats. Republican lawmakers have long complained about commission decisions they perceive as benefiting Democrats. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, a law firm that frequently defends Republicans on election issues, supports both efforts. Representative Lee Snodgrass, a Democrat on the Wisconsin Legislature's Elections Committee, said state law needs some tightening around how election complaints are handled, but she's dubious about the motives of the Trump administration and conservative activists in the state. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is mailing postcards to more than 200,000 registered voters who have not voted in a while. The postcards are titled Official Voter Registration Notice. The notices are required to be sent to those who haven't voted in the last 4 years. Those who get one have 30 days to respond and confirm their eligibility to remain an active registered voter. Voters who do not respond will have their voter record deactivated on July 31st. A national report finds Wisconsin continues to lead the nation in racial disparities that affect children's well-being across the state. More from Judith Ruiz Branch.
Wisconsin ranks 11th in the 2025 Kids Count data book, which uses 16 key indicators to assess the overall well-being of children nationwide. Yet Emily Mayota with Kids Forward says the ranking doesn't tell the full story. She notes for six of the indicators, Wisconsin has some of the largest racial disparities in the country, including gaps in measures like low birth weight, high school graduation rates, and eighth grade math proficiency. Mayota emphasizes this is the result of decades of statewide barriers.
This is policy structural barriers, and that is a really important thing to couple with these disparities because otherwise they can be so easily misconstrued and we can draw the wrong conclusions about them.
Conclusions too often rooted in racism, she adds. Lawmakers are now working on the state budget, and Mayota says this is a huge opportunity for them to make targeted investments that can begin to address these disparities and help all children thrive. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.